soon, but I won't go down. Welcome to Discipleship 24/7. I'm your host, Mr. Blake, and this is a podcast, a midweek study podcast. Last week, I shared an encouraging radio episode from Dr. Charles Stanley. He talked about commitment, and you know, I was listening to that on the radio, and it hits home. It's, you know, we ask ourselves, are we truly committed? Are we committed? Are we going to follow through? So this week's midweek's Bible study is looking at 1 John chapter 5, and I'm just going to read half the chapter, and starting with verse 1, it says, "Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And he who can win this battle against the world, only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in the water and shedding of his blood on the cross, not by water only, but by the water and blood and the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it was his testimony." Verse 7, "So that we have seen these three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, the blood, and all three agree. Since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about his Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who do not believe this are actually calling God a liar, because they don't believe in what God has testified about his Son. And this is what God has testified, that he's given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has his Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life." And so that was 1 John 5, 1 through 12, just the first half of that chapter. And I was reading from the NLT. And so when we talk about commitment last week with you know, Charles Stanley, great pastor, talked about committed. You know, are we fully committed? And then looking at chapter 5, you know, some Bibles call this faith in God's Son. So do we have faith in God's Son? Because if we do, then, you know, verse 3 says, "Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." So if we love God, we're going to keep those commandments. And then verse 4 says, "For every child of God defeats this evil world," and we achieve this victory when we defeat the evil world, and that's through our faith. So it goes back to the faith in the Son of God. Do we have faith in the Son of God? Do we believe? And again, are we committed? You know, I know churches have a lot going on, and, you know, churches have a lot of ministry, a lot of groups, small groups, studies, and some people say, you know, that's a lot going on. And it's like, it is. There's a lot going on in a week of a church after Sunday. But all of that is designed and created and built to keep us on track and stay focused in the Word. Because how are we going to defeat what the world throws at us? How are we going to face what the world throws at us if we just go to church on Sundays and say, "Oh, that's good enough"? We go to church on Sundays and say, "Well, that's good enough for me." That's good enough. I don't need anything else. I don't need anything more. And that's where we have to do study outside of Sunday. That's where we have to do devotion outside of Sunday. You know, if we're gonna conquer this world, if we're gonna have victory, then we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. You know, where God has promised the power to overcome, but it begins with you and I. Do we have faith? Do we believe in the Son? Do we trust in God's Word, despite what's going on around us? Do we pray? Do we give our concerns, our thoughts, our worries to God? And so, when we look at this, it says, you know, verse 10, it says, all who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar because they don't believe what God has testified about His Son. And that is still happening today. Verse 10 is, people do believe that God's the Son of God, and there's other people that believe, like, no, it didn't happen, and the Bible is an old book and it's outdated. And so that's something that we face as brothers and sisters in Christ. We face that question and debate between us and the world, and that's hard because we've seen what God can do in our lives. And yet we try to share that with others and shine the light of Christ in a darkened world. And there's still going to be spots in this world that are still dark. And there's going to be still spots in this world where they still question and debate whether Jesus was the Son of God. And so that goes back to, how is your faith doing? How is my faith doing? Where do we stand in our relationship with Christ? You know, we can go back and forth, right? We can go back and forth to question and doubt. And that is something that I think we do regularly, because there's going to be things around us. Things around us that are going to pull us a different direction, that are going to pull us off course, pull us off that path of righteousness. And if you didn't get a chance to look at Sunday's message was focusing for this, you know, it's October, right? It's October, and, you know, we're going to do, pumpkin carving, and when we do that, we always put like a candlelight inside our pumpkin, so everyone could see it, so the light can shine, the light can glow, so it could be displayed. And so, you know, if you didn't get a chance, go back and look at Sunday's message on YouTube, and because we talked about there's two paths before us, and that is light and darkness. But there's one choice for you and I to make. One choice. So I encourage you to go back and watch that message. And that's our focus this month in October. Our focus is light. You know, what does light do? Light reveals everything in darkness. Light illuminates, shines. Light is visible in darkness. You know, what's encouraging with the book of John is that, you know, we focus on God's love and loving God. And then we'll see that it helps straighten out life, straighten out our path of where we should go. And you know, in the beginning of John chapter 1, it talks about living in the light. Are we living in the light? Because, you know, chapter 5 of 1 John, we ponder a question. And that is, how do we know we're living in a way that pleases God? How do we know that we're living that pleases God? And it goes back to the beginning that if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then one, we're going to obey His commandments. And then two, we know that we are a child of God. So those are two things right off the bat that share with us how we live is pleasing God. How we live is pleasing God. And so, you know, that gives us, you know, assurance that we see two things that pleases God. And so, with that, I encourage everyone that we continue to maintain, you know, prayer. Continue to maintain devotion. Continue to maintain alone time with God. Because He's going to reveal His will to us. He's going to reveal His calling He has for us. He's going to reveal the plans He has for us. That is so important. He's going to reveal. And that's, you know, again, if we continue to stay connected, stay in prayer, study the Word, He's going to reveal the guide, the plans and the guidance He has for us. And so that is something encouraging. He's going to reveal these things for us. And it is the hope and prayer that everyone continues to, you know, pray, study the Word beyond Sunday, study the Word, you know, on your own, but also study the Word with other brothers and sisters in Christ, and that we continue to be rooted, because we are going to face times where, you know, the world has a different value, different belief than we do. And the world's going to point that out. And the world's going to see our light, our faith, our values, what we believe in. And they're going to point that out along with what the world sees. And so that is why it's so important that we continue to stay connected in God's Word. And there's a point that we just, again, continue to, you know, examine where our relationship with Christ is. Where do we stand with Him? How's our relationship doing? You know, we want a healthy relationship, so we always have to take a moment, take a spot, and really see and ask how our relationship is doing. Are we on track? Are we on the road? Are we in the shoulder? Or are we in the dirt along the road? That is my that is my hope and prayer, that we continue to stay focused, stay on track, and that we be encouraged by this passage from First John 5, and that we would just continue to, you know, think about our faith. Think about, do we believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do we continue to believe that? Have a blessed day, blessed week. Thank you for joining us here at Discipleship 24/7 Podcast Midweek Bible Study. Amen.